Hey girl, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach. And today, this note is the one that you play when your hands are shaking, your stomach is in knots, and your inner mean girl is talking way too loud. You know those moments before a presentation, a pitch, an interview, or walking into a room where you start doubting if you belong there. This is the note you listen to when you do belong there. You just need a reminder before your body catches up. Now, I know that voice that's in your head, the one saying, "What if I mess up?" The one whispering, "They're smarter, more experienced, more confident." Yeah, I have been there too. But let me tell you something right now. Confidence isn't about never feeling nervous. It's about doing it anyway. With your heart racing, voice shaking, palm sweating. Because confidence and fear can live in the same body, you just have to decide which one gets the mic. And that's what today's note is all about. My 90-second ritual to help you quiet the noise, take up space, and walk in there like you do belong, because girl, you already do. Now, a few years ago, I was about to speak on stage at a big event. It was my first time in front of hundreds of people, lights bright, cameras rolling, all eyes on me. I could feel my throat tightening. My hands were shaking so bad. And right before I went on, my inner critic showed up. She says, "You don't belong there. You're not ready. Who do you think you are?" But I took one slow breath and remembered. I was ready. I had done the work. I did belong. So I stepped aside for 90 seconds and did this ritual, the same one that I'm about to walk you through right now. And when I came back, I wasn't fearless, but I was focused. That was enough to own the room. All right, so here's what you're going to do before your next big moment, whether it's a presentation, a job interview, podcast appearance, or even a tough conversation. This is your reset. Step number one, step away for a second. Even if it's to the bathroom, a hallway, or the corner of a room, create a 90-second bubble that's just yours. Because confidence doesn't show up when you need it. It shows up when you create space for it. Step number two is going to be your power stance. You're going to plant your feet firmly on the ground, shoulder width apart. Roll your shoulders back, lift your chin slightly. No slouching and no shrinking. This posture tells your brain, we're safe, we're ready. And if you can, look in the mirror and lock eyes with yourself. You'll see the woman who's already done harder things and made it through. Step three, you're going to speak your power statement. Say it out loud. Say it like you mean it. I belong in this room. My presence adds value. I am the evidence that I can do hard things. This is the moment that you reclaim your narrative. You don't ask for permission to take up space. You assume it. And step four, smile and move. Take a deep breath, roll your shoulders, move your body. Dance a little bit, shake out your nerves. Movement reminds your brain that this moment is excitement and not danger. You're not trying to calm down, you're just trying to channel that adrenaline into focus. And that's what confidence looks like, aliveness. Now listen, confidence isn't about having the perfect words. It's about owning the energy that you bring in when you walk in. So before you step into a room, remember this. You're not lucky to be there. You are qualified. You're prepared. You're enough. You didn't stumble into that opportunity. You created it. And you deserve to take up space for your work, your voice, and your growth because you've earned it. So when that inner mean girl starts whispering, "You don't belong here," look her right back in the eye and say, "Watch me." So this week, before your big moment, I want you to play this episode again. Do the ritual, breathe, move, speak your power. And when you walk into that room, walk in knowing you are the moment. Share this with your best friend who's about to do something brave, because it's no fun if your homie can't have none. Word to Snoop. No, but seriously, if this pep talk gave you the boost that you needed today, share it with a friend who might need to channel this same power energy. And if you're ready to stop waiting to feel confident and start building from the inside out, apply to my one-to-one coaching program, Journey to Confidence. The link is in the show notes, or you can DM me the word journey, because the room is not waiting for you to decide if you belong. It's waiting for you to show up like you already do. Now, next time we're going to go deeper into what happens after the big moment, because sometimes confidence dips right after we've been brave. So we're going to talk about how to rebuild that fast in note 10, which is stop waiting till you feel ready. I'll see you there.